The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. A resistor is a passive component used to generate an electrical resistance to an electrical circuit. In electronics, conductivity in vacuum is very similar to the conductivity of a human body in the presence of air. Resistors have a small inductance and a smaller capacitance than their capacitive counterparts. In practice, engineers often consider resistors as an alternative to capacitors or other passive components in electrical circuits. Other components and materials used in electronics vary in resistance between voltage and current, but the current is not proportional to the voltage. They disobey the law and they cause the resistance to vary between voltages and currents. For a certain material, resistance is proportional to length, and for any material, it is the difference between material thickness and its current resistance. For example, a thick copper wire has a resistance of about a quarter of a millimeter and an electric current of 1000 volts. The resistance of a given object depends primarily on its size and what distinguishes it from other objects in the object. The resistance is proportional to the length of the object and its current resistance, or the difference between the current and the resistance of the object. Resistance can be measured by symbolizing the Greek letter omega with the letter O. Ohms. Ohms was named after the German physicist Georg Ohm, who researched the relationship between voltage, current, and resistance. A resistor is a component or device specifically designed to have a certain resistance and used to counteract or limit the electric current that flows through it. Resistance measurements are normally performed to indicate the state of the component in the circuit. A resistor is a component or device that has been designed to have a known value for the resistor. All possible resistance types will discuss the advantages and disadvantages of each application in detail as follows. This electrical term represents the difference between the resistance of the conductor and the current flow in the circuit at this time. An ohm is defined as a unit of resistance at the two points of a conductor where the application of 1 volt is pressing. Circuits with higher resistance let less charge flow, which means less current flows through them. The standard unit of resistance is the ohm, named after the German physicist Georg Simon Ohm. This value is represented by the Greek letter O, which is called omega and pronounced ohm. A fixed resistance is a simple passive component, which always has its prescribed current and voltage limit set. This is defined as the difference between the current of the resistance and the voltage limit of the resistance. There is a wide range of resistors such as capacitors, chokes, and power transistors, but all are defined by their resistance. The resistance of a flowing electric current is measured as the difference between the current of the conductor and the voltage limit of this conductor. The law states that when an electric current flows through a conductor, such as a wire, the intensity of the current corresponds to the electric motor that drives it, divided by the resistance. An ohm is the amount of resistance that limits the current flow in a circuit with 1 volt of electrical pressure to 1 ampere. As long as the resistance remains the same, the flow is in proportion to the electromotive force of the voltage. It is the ability of a circuit to oppose the current, which the substance opposite it calls resistance or resistance. Ohm is the measurement of the resistance that a joule of energy generates in the form of heat when an ampere of current flows from 1 second to 1 ohm. If the resistance of the conductor is 1 and the current that passes through it is 1 ampere and there is no resistance in relation to the current flow from the conductors to its current conductor, then the resistance of all conductors is 1 ohm. However, if the current flows through a resistor and a current of 0.1 ampere current is generated, the measurement of this resistance is -1.0.if a material has a high resistance, this means that current is difficult to pass through, and if it does, the resistance increases. If you use such a multimeter, you can automatically detect the resistances of electronic components, and it is reasonably accurate. The measuring instrument measures the voltage of the component, feeds it a known current, and calculates the resistance according to the Ohm law. Remember that lead probes also have a resistance that introduces errors into the measurement and can also cause problems in measuring the resistance. This sounds like a bad idea, but sometimes resistance is anything but useless and even very helpful, as in the case of resistance. This was Resistance Electronic Engineering, by Electronic Engineering, and this was episode number 6. My name is Hugh Kuhn, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.